Tonight we have a British record producer flying the flag, and indeed an audio engineer to boot. And he's been at it for as long as I've been alive. He has worked with, among others, Led Zeppelin, Oasis, Twisted Sister, Bill Wyman, Kiki D, George Harrison, Robbie Williams, Wishbone Ash, Mark Owen, Paul Weller, Cliff Richard, The Firm, Jimmy Page, Barry White, and Chris Rea, of course. Oh yeah, and let's not forget Elton John. In 2014, he co-produced two tracks for the Irish rock band Nine Lies, and he's even worked with Bad Company. But tonight, he's going to be great company, ladies and gentlemen. Orbiting our solar system is Stuart Epps. Welcome, welcome, Stuart Epps. Great to have you on the programme. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thanks. I'm here. Wonderful. It's all good.
Okay. I know it's the hot summer's on and you're in a very heated space, so we'll keep this as short as possible. We've got a lot to get through. Great to have you on the programme. And, Stuart, let's start with, after that long phone list of names I've given you, it's great to have you on the show. Last time I think we interviewed you would have been around about 2018, and that was when I think you were about to launch an audiobook of your first 3 years in music. That's 1967 to 70. Heavily influenced by Elton back then, of course. When can we hope to see the second installment of your great story?
Well, I don't know about that, I'll be honest. I mean, it seemed like an easy project at the time, and it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. Nothing's quite ever that easy, and, you know, getting the dates right. But it was very, very, you know, I enjoy doing it. I'm obviously very pleased that people like it and people either listen to it or read it because it's on my website. You know, I've got a lot of stories to tell. They're not all about Elton as well. They're all about the other artists I've worked with. So there's every possibility that if I did something again, it might include, you know, like some of the artists you were talking about, like Led Zeppelin, like Chris Rea, like Bill Wyman.
Amazing.
The important time for me with Elton was obviously in those early, and actually that time, that early time, sort of gets more important as we get further away from it in a way. You know, you've got all these 50-year anniversaries coming up, or have come up with the, you know, Tumbleweed, the first Elton album, you know, Yellow Brick Road. They're all coming up to their 50th anniversary, so they become even more important really as they get to further into history.
Indeed. Now, your career started off with Elton at Dick James Music. While you were there,
we'd love to offer you the full interview, and you can hear it all. Visit Elton John World or go straight to our launch pad at radioeltonjohn.world. Radio Elton John now reaches 90 countries, and the list is growing. We welcome Elton fans from the USA, Europe, Australia, Brazil, Africa, South Korea, India, Ukraine, Thailand, Egypt, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and many others. Elton's world is a big world. Subscribe today from eltonjohn.world.